Хабад. Иди помещен. Где помещен? Можно достиг санатерти митцвот и сфират аомер. Это Кадош Барух Ху gave every individual to count the омер. Simple explanation, the way it's in the Rishonim, the Zohar, it is to show how much a person waits for Chag HaShavuot. So we're going to count how many days we are far from Chag HaShavuot. And after the 49th day, the 50th day is Chag HaShavuot. The question is, Hashem knows, and we know as well. We have a calendar. It's not necessary to count. We know how many days. And the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, if somebody forgets one day, he may not continue to count with the bracha. He counts anyway, but really it's not what Hashem meant. A special mitzvah, even though the bracha is from Chachamim. The brachot were made by Anshei Knesset HaGdola before they didn't say brachot. Nevertheless, Chachamim say, since you forgot one night, it means something is not complete anymore. Shneimar, it says in the Torah, Sheva Shabbatot Mimot Yena, has to be one unit. And the question is again, if the purpose of the Sefirat HaOmer is to show that we're waiting for Chag HaShavuot, so what happened if a person forgot one day? So we'll continue the next day. The Torah added the word Mimot Yena. Must be complete. Why has to be complete? If the purpose is to wait for Chag HaShavuot, so one night I forgot, okay. So the next night, I know where I am. So it's another 40 days, another 30 days. It's Chag HaShavuot. The Torah says to Mimot, that's the halacha that Chachamim came by. Another thing is, if that's the case, that we want to show how many days we are from Chag HaShavuot, the Gemara says mitzvah to count days and mitzvah to count weeks. It's Sheva Shabbatot Mimot Yena. It's mitzvah to count weeks. Again, if the purpose is to show how far we're from Chag HaShavuot, why it's necessary to count weeks? That's the halacha. The person has to say on the seventh day, Shem Shavua Echad, 2 weeks. 14 days, why? What necessity to say? I know math, I know every week has 7 days anyway. So if you want me to count the days, I'll count the days. Why I have to say how many weeks? Sheva Shabbatot Mimot Yena. The weeks have to be complete also. And the mitzvah, or Sefirat HaOmer, that even though it sounds like a one mitzvah, that you have to count how many days. Nevertheless, every day we say bracha. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to say, how many days am I far away from Chag HaShavuot? So why every night is a mitzvah? So even one mitzvah. Okay, I should count. You count every day, but not to say bracha every day. Say bracha every day, it sounds like every day is a special mitzvah. From the Torah, that you read the Torah, sounds like you have to count 49 days, 7 weeks. So, okay. You can say the bracha the first night until you complete. Chachamim told us that you have to say bracha every night. What's the necessity to say it every night? So, Chachamim tell us that Sefirat HaOmer meant to be to count the days to Chag HaShavuot is because when Moshe Rabbeinu met HaKadosh Baruch Hu אני אסק הקדוש ברוך הוא, what should I tell Israel? So Hashem told him, tell them, you take Am Israel out of Egypt, you're going to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ta'avnu Ot Elokim Al Har Hazeh, you're going to worship Hashem on this mountain. You can imagine slavery, hard slavery. Moshe the Mashiach comes down to Egypt and says, I met HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they'll ask him, tell us, well, what does it mean exactly? He can take us out of Egypt to where are we going? He really met HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody comes today to ask them, I met HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I went to Sinai. Desert, I met HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I would say, put him in a sanatorium. You don't believe him. Okay, Sarach Bat Asher said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, the right two words, Pakod if called. Hashem told Moshe, go tell them this. You come out of Egypt. See, where are you now? I'm on Har Sinai. Tell them, you met HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai, Har Horeb, and you're going to, over there, you're going to see, excuse me, that's why I'm coming out of Egypt because of this. So I still don't believe you. I says, what are you going to do? So Moshe told him, you're going to get the Torah. He says, get the Torah? I don't need the Torah. I want to be free. So you're going to get the Torah. Who wants to have Torah? Nobody wants to have Torah. Why should I have Torah? So that's how it's going to convince some Israel, because they're going to get Torah. The mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer ended by Chag HaShavuot. And the name of the Chag HaShavuot comes from weeks, Shavuot Echem. It means there's no really name for the holiday. Pesach, I know, Pesach, Sukkot, I know. Shavuot means weeks. So what's the name of the holiday? The name of the holiday is Shavuot. So that's the name of the holiday. That's the name. We counted 7 weeks. So maybe the holiday should be, let's say, Zman Matan Toratenu, they may be saying Tefillah, Hashem give us the Torah. I said, Bishvuot Echem. That's how the Torah calls Chag HaShavuot. Nothing mentioned in the Torah that Chag HaShavuot is because Hashem gave us the Torah. So we ask somebody, what is Shavuot? Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem said the Ten Commandments. So how come it doesn't say anything in the Torah? Nothing about the date. The Shavuot was the date if we got the Torah. Shavuot Echem. Chag HaBikurim, the Torah calls it Chag HaBikurim. They start to give Bikurim. There's no sign of getting the Torah. So the Ari says, it's based really on the Zohar. And Sheikh Nesta Gdola, they put the Psukei de Zimra to us. And Shabbat, after Hodu, they put chapter 19. Natsiach Mezvodet HaShemayim Sepring Kvod Kel. What does it say over there? It doesn't say nothing. It says about the sun. It says Mechupato. It says Torah Tashim Mima Mishivat Nafesh. Torah is complete, helps the person. Edut Hashem Nemanah Machkibat Peti. Torah is like a witness and makes you smart. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Mesamchei Lev. The laws of the Torah, straight, make you happy. Yirat Hashem Torah, Yirat Hashem Bara, Yirat Enayim. Mitzvot Hashem Bara, sorry, Mitzvot Hashem Bara, Yirat Enayim. Mitzvot, like your eyes. Yirat Hashem Torah, Omedet La'at, the fear of Hashem, forever. Shpatei Hashem, Emet Zadku Yechdav. Zohar says, every sentence has 5 words, says the Zohar. And then, Nechmadim Mizav Mipaz Rav. So beautiful, nicer than gold, and precious stone. Umtukim Midvash and Nafis Tofim. Sweeter from honey. At the end of the Mizmor, is a sentence that we say, before we finish Shmonesre, you will also name Refi. Shem Tzoriv Goali. That sentence that we say before we go back and say also Shalom, that sentence appear at chapter 19. Come to Gemara and says, this is a very valuable and important sentence. Gemara says it's a special mitzvah, Arvit, Shacharit, to say Shemoneh Esrei after Gaal Israel. This is Shacharit, more precise, after we say Baruch Hashem Gaal Israel, we start Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, this is the condition for the tefillah to go up. It's more geulah letefillah. After you say Gaal Israel, then you start Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? The Gemara tell you, chapter 19, the Gemara spoke about, ends Hashem Tzuri v'Goali. Yesh Baruch Hu, you my strength, and you my Redeemer. The following chapter, chapter 20, Netzach Mizmor David, Yancha Hashem b'Yom Tzara. Hashem will answer when you are in trouble. Says the Gemara, you see, after chapter 19 comes chapter 20. Chapter 19 reads, Hashem will answer you. It's like if Hashem will answer Yaakov. This is what we said before, Baal HaTzion. It says, prior to that chapter, the last sentence, Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. Says the Gemara, and Sheikh Nesach Dola said, okay, from now on, Shacharit and Arvit, after Gaal Israel, Yisrael Shemoneh Esrei. Yisrael Shemoneh Esrei. Hashem Shfatei Tiftach Pekiti Latecha. Ramim said, well, add another sentence. Hashem, open my lips. Ufi, my mouth, will praise you. Hashem, open my lips. I don't know what people think. What does it mean? Hashem, open my lips. Why did you have to say that before you start Shemoneh Esrei? He says, excuse me. Did you just tell me that after Hashem Tzuri V'Goali, after Gaal Israel, you start Yancha Hashem Yom Tzara. Right? So, Mar says, no, it's called one unit. Mordechai and Sheikh Nesach Gdola decided to add the sentence, Hashem, open my lips. Why do you have to say Hashem, open my lips? Why do you have to say Hashem, open my lips? You step right away. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokei Elokei Avotenu. Mar says, no. Hashem Shfatei Tiftach. So that sentence is a very valuable sentence. Valuable sentence. So you look in the Targum, on that sentence, this is chapter 51 in Tehillim. Hashem Shfatei Tiftach. The Targum said, Hashem Shfatei Tiftach, Boraita. That's the Kavanah a person should have. Ari says people pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to daven and Hashem and does not fulfill the request because they don't know how to daven. You don't have the right kavana. Do I have the right kavana? No, you don't know. It says Hashem Shfatei Tiftach. The opening statement when you start Shemoneh Esrei that Hashem is going to accept the tefillah because you said Gaal Israel. And it says Hashem Shfatei Tiftach. It says, Agum, what do you mean Hashem is going to open your lips with what? No. Doesn't mean Hashem open my lips. You have to have this kavana. Hashem, please open my lips with Torah. That's what Targum says. And then, Ufi Yagiti Latecha, then my mouth will praise you, then you start Shemoneh Esrei. I said, what is it all about? What's the kavana? Why do I have to say, Hashem, open my mouth with Torah? What does that mean exactly? I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to open my mouth with Torah. What the Torah has to do with me praying now to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to say, open, it's crucial to the Gemara. And the Gemara says, that sentence is part of Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara says, listen, you told me, Baruch Hashem Gaal Israel, has to be right away. So the Gemara Yerushalmi said, that the person has to imagine that he is in Beit HaMikdash. And he goes into Kodesh HaKodashim, the holiest of the holiest. And he knocks on the door. And after he says, Gaal Israel, he knocks on the door, and Hashem is going to open the door for him. So Gemara Yerushalmi, therefore he's not allowed to say Amen, or anything between Gaal Israel And Shimon Esre sounds like, says the Gemara, like a person came to the palace and knocked on the door, and before the king opened, he left. Therefore, we can't say Amen on Gal Israel. Can't say Amen. Because it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu heard you, Gal Israel. Says the Rambam, says the Gemara, says as well, you have to imagine you are now in Bet HaMikdash. And where are you in Kodesh HaKodeshim? Says the Marsha, it is Kavanah the person should have. Where are you now? I'm in the holiest of the holiest. And I'm knocking down the door of the holiest of the holiest, Kodesh HaKodeshim. And Hashem is going to open the door and I'm going to talk to him. He's going to talk to him. Don't say one word extra now. Because one word extra means that you ran away from HaKadosh Baruch. Says the Gemara, but what about Hashem Sotah Tiftach? That sentence? Gemara says, no, that sentence is good. This is like part of the Shmoneh Esrei. It's part of the Shmoneh Esrei. It's not part of the Shmoneh Esrei. After Gal Israel, Tehilim reads, Yancha Hashem Yom Tzara, Hashem will answer you. Okay, I said Gal Israel. Rabbi said, no. Hashem Sotah Tiftach. Say this sentence. What does this sentence? What's this sentence has to do with me asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu something? Well, I says, listen, you have to say this part of the Shmoneh Esrei. And that's not called that you're separating yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you're going to say Amen, it's all over. And it says, you missed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu closed the door. You opened the door, you weren't there. I was there. I said, Amen for you. No, you can't say this. What's the secret behind it? So Chachamim tell us, the Gemara says, when we got to Har Sinai, Hashem healed everybody. The people came out of Egypt, the Gemara says, deaf, blind people, people without arms, without feet. It says Hashem healed everybody. The question is, of course, it's a nice way. It's a nice thing to say. Why not? But what is it? They came out of Egypt, crippled people. Mute people, mute. Gemara says, Sedna Sevin Ishma, everybody cholam, everybody was able to speak. She says, Gemara, what are you trying to tell me? And some people were mute. Cholam ruim et hakolot, also. Gemara says, what are you trying to tell me? Some were blind. Sedna Sevin Ishma, will be able to hear or to accept. That means everybody is able to hear. Some people were deaf. It says, so it's nice, you know, we're getting the Torah, Hashem, he says, both be what's behind it. How you say this is the sentences, these are crucial, the chapter is. And if you know the chapter, and you understand the chapter, then the end of the chapter is the last sentence before the Shalom, you will refuge this is Gal Israel. And then that the Kavanah you should have in the morning and evening before Shmoneh Esrei is what you're going to say at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. What are you going to say at the end of Shmoneh Esrei? You know what you're saying? This means Gal Israel. You know what you're going to say? Now I'm going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hashem Sotah Tiftach. Now my tefillah is going to be accepted. So the whole tefillah starts with that sentence and ends with the sentence. Besides Mincha. It's a question why Mincha we don't have to do it. So Shacharit, what you have to think before Shmoneh Esrei, say, Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. Hashem is my Redeemer. Why? Because that chapter 19 ends. And then, you start to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean? You ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can you answer me? He said, what do you refer to? Chapter 20. Melech Hanil Bem Korenu. It says, in the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, then Shmoneh Esrei, the whole thing is the last sentence of chapter 19. So you have to read chapter 19. You know the secret of chapter 19. You know what it means, Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. You say, Yor Ratzon Refis, my words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yor Ratzon Refis. Yor Refis. You can only be the Fanecha, whatever I think of my heart, Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. Chachamim tell us the secret is when Hashem gave us the Torah, is not an obligation, it's a privilege. And the first sentence reads like this: Torah Hashem tmima mishivat nafesh. The Torah is complete with no hesitations and questions and thinking. Mishivat nafesh gives you back your nefesh. This week's parasha, the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat blood. Ki adam hu nefesh. That's why we have to soak half an hour the chicken, the meat in water, and salt it 1 hour. Make sure all the blood out. Can't. Only blood of fish is that you're allowed to have. Says, what's the problem? The Torah says, Adamu b'nefesh. Adamu b'nefesh. The nefesh. Nefesh, the Torah says, is really the liver of the person. The liver of the person is the nefesh. And from that liver, we have all the desires that we have. And all the bad things come from the liver. Gemara says, the anger of a person comes from the liver. Kavet koes, says the Gemara. Kavet koes. You want to calm down? You know what's the problem in life? The problem in life is your liver is the problem. The problem is the liver. The blood and liver. It's called nefesh. The nefesh ha-adam. Every time you read the Torah, it says nefesh. You know what nefesh means? Nefesh means your blood and the liver. Gemara says, you know, all the sicknesses, most of the sicknesses, Gemara said, comes from the blood. That's what the Gemara says. The liver is the problem. So what's the problem with the liver? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what happened. Avraham Avinu, when he was 52 years old, was the First World War. And his brother-in-law's nephew, Lot, was kidnapped. And Avraham went and drafted the Rosh Hashiva, Eliezer, and told him, let's go and try to get back Lot. So Avraham Avinu was able to win the war, 4 kings against 5 kings, and were able to bring back the people of Sodom as well their fortune. So Torah tells us in the text, he meets Melech Sodom. Melech Sodom tells him, give me my people, and you can keep the fortune. Avraham said, no, I give you everything. Says the Gemara, Avraham made, tell me a nefesh. The king of Sodom said, give me nefesh, the nefesh. So the Gemara says, Avraham made a big mistake. Hashem was upset Avraham. Why you give back the people? Now you're going to have Sodom and Amorah. Says the Gemara, that's why we went down to Egypt. Because Avraham Avinu gave back the nefesh to the king of Sodom. As well, says the Gemara, it was the night of Pesach as well. This was the day of Pesach. In the night of Pesach, Avraham Avinu drafted the Rosh Yeshiva and Gara Betrabedi Chachamim, the Gemara says. I said, it's the second reason we went down to Egypt. And there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're going to end up in Egypt. You're going to be over there, and then you're going to come out of Egypt. So you can come out of Egypt. He says, the problem now is, the Maharal said that Avraham Avinu, so-called, if you may say, on his level, the liver of Avraham Avinu was damaged. Because this is nefesh, and Avraham Avinu gave back the nefesh to the king of Sodom. Even Avraham Avinu is 75, the Torah tells you, the nefesh has to be Haran, Avraham Avinu takes along with him, and he came out from Haran, the nefesh. So the problem is that we went down to Egypt is because of the liver. And of course, that's the whole blood. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, to take blood, put it on the doorposts, before coming out of Egypt, take the blood from the sheep, put it, what is it? Voodoo. What is it? Take blood, put it, to be inside, you have to look at the blood. So the Gemara says they took blood from the sheep and the own blood with Milah and they smear it on the post of the door. So Hashem, what does Hashem want? Hashem know my name. Hashem know I'm Jewish. No. Ve'raiti t'adam. Hashem said, I'm going to see the blood. And what is the blood? The blood comes from the liver. This is the blood, that's what the job was in Egypt, to fix it. Come David HaMelech and said, let me tell you the secret of Torah. It's Torah Hashem Tmimah, Avraham Avinu was Tamim. The first sentence connected Avraham Avinu. Italech lefanai ve'yet Tamim. And Hashem told Avraham Avinu, go in front of me and be complete. Torah Hashem Tmimah meshivat nefesh. He says, now, your nefesh, your liver is fixed. So it means the Torah will fix your nefesh. Let's read what the Gemara says. This is Shlomo HaMelech says, Mishle, chapter 3. He says, the Torah is not obligation. You have to take the Torah as a healer. So Hashem did not give you the Torah because Hashem wants you to keep the mitzvot. He says, but you have to do it l'shem shamayim 100% and completely to Hashem tmima, complete meshivat nefesh. Then he fixed the liver. The second sentence, do it l'shem ne'emana machivat peti. The Torah is a witness that you want to keep the Torah. Machimat peti, this is for your brain. This is Kenegad Yitzchak Avinu, says the Zohar. The third one is, Pigudei Hashem Yesharim Mesamchei Lev. The laws of the Torah are straight. Kenegad Yaakov Avinu, who's Yashar, or straight. Mesamchei Lev, fix your heart. You don't need the stand, and you don't need the bypass. Rav Steinman is 107 years old, never had a heart attack, nothing. Because the Torah fixes your heart. But again, Yesharim. You have to be like Yaakov Avinu. The Torah describes Yaakov Avinu. Lavan cheated him 100 times. Yaakov never did anything to him. Nasata v'natata be'emunah. Says the Gemara, one of the questions I ask a person between Amadin and Gadol, it says, how did you conduct business? Magid Midumna told Gaon Mivilna, why don't you go downstairs and open up a grocery store? Let's see if you can be Gaon Mivilna. So whatever Gaon Mivilna answered, but the answer Haravim said he meant, can't take a chance. Can't take a chance in business. Chazon Ish says, a person has a question, he goes ask his rabbi, where do I get filin? Mezuzot, Metrog, Lulav, how do I light the Chanukah menorah? But if he has a question about money, he's his own rabbi. He never goes and asks a rabbi, do I owe the guy the money? For sure. I don't owe him. For sure, he owes me. So as he said, Yetzirah of not conducting business with honesty. As Dora Mabul, I said, that's a test. Hashem is going to ask a person before you imagine a gadol, and a satan told by Munah, he says, how did you conduct your business? He said, Yaakov Avinu. Gaon Mivilna said on Sukkot to his father, before you came, he told his father, Yaakov Avinu came to my sukkah, give me a kiss. I said, because you have to be yashar. Because Hashem is sharim b'samchei lev. B'samchei lev, you want a heart to be happy. You don't want to be depressed. You want a heart to you function right. Says David HaMelech, because Hashem is sharim. He says, the Torah tells you how to be honest and straight in business. The Torah tells you, has shalom, you damage something, how much you pay. He said, this is in order for your heart. It's not the people who doesn't care less. You don't want to be honest. You got a problem with your heart. Mitzvot Hashem bara mirat enayim. It says, the mitzvot that Hashem gave us is for our eyes, to be able to see with our eyes. Rav Steinman has no glasses. Rav Chaim Kanivsky has no glasses. He is 107 years old, he has no glasses. The mitzvot Hashem bara mirat enayim, the duk b'mitzvot, Chazon Ish said. And he said, you have to take the mitzvot precisely and do the mitzvah exactly. Sizi magdimin le mitzvot. The time of mitzvah comes on time. You don't do avit 3 o'clock in the morning. You do avit on time. It's a daily mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva Eger said before avit you cannot even drink water, like before shacharit. You have to. But the same halacha of shacharit, the same halacha arvit. I said time for Shema Israel. Why are you having now supper, dinner, sitting down, chatting? Did you do Shema Israel? Do raita. Get up in the morning. You miss time of Shema Israel. She did look by mitzvot. As the Chachamim said, that's what Bilam. Bilam said, he cannot kill some Israel. Since they get up in the morning, they grab the mitzvot. Chotvim et mitzvot. I says, this is mitzvot Hashem bara mirat enayim. He says, Bilam, they say Bilam could not curse some Israel. The Torah will say, it's to mine. Bilam looks, he wants to curse. He says, I can't curse them. So what happened? He says, because their eyes are fixed. So I cannot do anything bad eye to them. I cannot do ayin hara to them because their eyes is fixed. How come their eyes is fixed? Bilam said, they jump in the morning, they go to Beit HaKnesset, they put talit, tefillin, Shema Yisrael right away. Next, in the morning, it says, show how you medakdek be mitzvot. That's David HaMelech, mitzvot Hashem bara mirat enayim. Yirat Hashem Torah met la'ad. Yirat Hashem Torah, you have to have fear. The Torah, learning Torah will give you fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara. There's no meaning of fear of Hashem. I don't need to have fear. I have to have fear of Hashem. The Torah tells us, after Hashem said the Ten Commandments, Am Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, please, daber atatanu v'nishma, please you talk to us. We don't want to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe said to them, Al tirau, don't be scared. Leman tiye yiratu al pnechem bebilti techtaru. He says, you know why Hashem did it for you? You know why Hashem scared you? He says, because Hashem wants you to have fear on your face. Hashem wants me to have fear on my face. What does it mean? It's the last bracha in Shmoneh Esrei. Barchenu Avinu, kulanu ke'echad v'or panecha. So before you say, Rosh Hashanah, I say, Yilu Ratzon Refeh, Yilu Ratzon, you say, Hashem bless me with the light of your face. We want to have light on our face. I says, what is the light of your face? Ki v'or panecha natata lanu. Torah v'chayim, Abba v'chesed, Zdaka v'rachamim, Barcha v'shalom. I says, all the brachot comes from your face if you have Yirat Shamayim. If you have Yirat Shamayim, then you have everything. Yirat Hashem Torah Omedet La'ad. The fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person should have fear of Hashem, stays forever on your face. And the face, Hashem gives you everything. And then, Shvatei Hashem, Emet Tzadku Yachdav, Emet, says the Zohar, Emet. Somebody is saying the truth all the time. No mishaker. Don't say any lie with your mouth. Emet. Pure, holy. No mishaker babrit, says the Zohar. Shpatei Hashem emet tzadku yachdav. Yachdav. All of the above. And then, anechmadim mizav and paz rahav. Now you reach the level. That everything is so beautiful and so sweet. But this is Malchut, this is David HaMelech. It's the 7 weeks. It says the Zohar, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. So Avraham is the first one, Yitzchak is second, then Yaakov, and then Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. It says now it's complete. Sheva Shabbatot Mimoti. And it says, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah to heal us. Therefore, everybody was healed. Therefore, everything has to be one unit. And that the mitzvah Hashem wants us to count every night. It's not, Hashem knows. I says, today, what is today? Today is 11. What's 11? 11 is the second week. What's the second week? It's Gevura. It's Yitzchak. This week I fix my brain. I do Hashem Ne'emana Machimat Peti. So the time of 7 days necessary to complete the healing of our system. For this Hashem gave us the Torah. Now it's complied. But the Gemara says, listen, you have to say, Baruch Hashem, Gaal Israel. I said, what's Gaal Israel? Gaal Israel, you have to think, the last sentence of chapter 19. What is chapter 19? Chapter 19 is Torah Hashem, Pimam Shabbat Nafesh, the whole Sefirat HaOmer, chapter 19. And then the chapter 19 ends, Hashem, please accept Imrefi, my mouth, Miguel, whatever I think, Hashem, Tzuriv Gaali, you my redeemer. I said, that you have to think before Shmoneh Esrei also. And then you say, you know what? Hashem Sotei Tiftach. I said, what is the sentence? He says, Targum, you don't understand. You don't say, Hashem, open my mouth. No. Hashem Sotei Tiftach Divrei Torah. That's the Kavanah. Let's comply with Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. Chapter 19 ends, Hashem, you're my Redeemer. This is Gal Israel. I said, why? You know why Hashem is Gal Israel? You know why it's Gal Israel? Read a few sentences before, chapter 19. תורת השם תמימה משיבת נפש, עדות השם נאמר פקיפת נתי, פקודי השם שם, then Hashem listens to you. Because if you tell Hashem, I understand what the Torah is all about, and I keep all the mitzvot, and all the laws, and this, and I have Yirat Shamayim, Yirat Hashem תורמת לעד, then Hashem תורמת גואלי, then Hashem listens to you. He says, listen, before you start telling anything to Hashem, Hashem said, listen, add this sentence. Hashem Svatayat Tiftach Bedivre Torah. You tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before I ask you something, I want to mention to you something. You know why you're my Redeemer? Because Torah Hashem Tmimah Meshavat Nafesh. That's why you gave me the Torah. That's why you healed everybody. That's why everybody on Har Sinai was healed. Why? Because Hashem said, I'm giving you the Torah. The Torah is a healer. And it says, yeah, the Torah is going to give you Yirat Shamayim. The Torah is going to get you to the place, it's called Malchut. It's B'Shevuotechem. It says, the name of the Chag is Shavuot. It says, the Marasha, the main thing of this holiday is the Sefirat HaOmer. It is not the Shavuot. It says, how you prepare yourself. The way you prepare yourself, that's what you're going to get. It's not, I got Chag HaShavuot, I was up the whole night. He says, sir, you don't understand. But Chag HaShavuot is 7 weeks. Those 7 weeks are 7 weeks of accepting the Torah to heal you, to have Yirat Shamayim, to be straight, to be honest, to be all the... Did you do this? Says the Maharsha. That's the main thing. The preparation for the mitzvah, says the Maharsha in Avodah Zarah, is more important than the whole mitzvah. How did you go to do the mitzvah? It's more important. The Maharsha says that's why Shavuot is on Vav, should have been on Zayin B'Sivan. That's what Chachamim say. That's the whole idea of Sfirat HaOmer. Is Shavuot Echem, is Chag HaShavuot. Is accept from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuot, we did accept then. It means the healer, the Torah is a healer. And as Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishle, you know, the whole concept of Torah is different. You don't understand what Torah wants from you. Torah, Hashem doesn't care less. The Rambam said, keep the mitzvah, you put filling, Hashem doesn't care less. But if you don't do it, then you damage your own system. Damage your own system, you're not going to be Yirat Shamayim. You're not going to be Yirat Shamayim, you can't be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Zohar says, B'Shavuot Atidin Emepak Min Galuta. So the Zohar says, it's true. Mashiach should have come on the night of Pesach, but he didn't come. Then Hashem gave his Sfirat HaOmer. Hashem gave his Sfirat HaOmer, then it's another concept. Then Tudarin says, Sfirat HaOmer is the Yimei Adin Berachamim. Even though Hashem judged us on Rosh Hashanah, now Hashem rejudged us again. He said, what's the necessity to rejudge us again? Hashem judged us already. Rosh Hashanah was over. And he says, no, Sfirat HaOmer, Yimei Adin Berachamim. He says, what have to, Hashem has to judge me again? Yeah, let me tell you something. Bechol dor vador, hayav adam lirot atzmo ketzav mitzrayim. See in Agadah, the Mishnah said, listen, on Leila said that you have to imagine that you're in Egypt. What do you mean? You're not in Egypt. I'm in Englewood. No, you don't understand. No, let me explain to you something. You have to imagine why you went down to Egypt. You went down to Egypt? Why? Because Avraham Avinu gave back the people to where the king goes down and did not care so much about Torah. He drafted the Rosh Hashiva. And therefore, he went down to Egypt. Now, you came out of Egypt. You came out of Egypt who, after Pesach, rejudged us. What did you say that? What did you say on the last Seder? The whole of Adov generation, Chayav Adam, a person has to see himself, Kyutzav Mitzrayim, he came out of Egypt. So, let us say that you thought you're coming out of Egypt. I said, you know what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu? You come out of Egypt, you get the Torah. So Hashem wants to see if you can get the Torah. Therefore, after he came out of Egypt, 3 days later, we couldn't find any water. And the Gemara says, since then, Chachamim said that we have to take the Torah Shabbat, Monday and Thursday. I said, what has to do with anything? So I didn't. I came out of Egypt, so what? You don't understand. If you're not going to have Torah, you don't heal yourself. You don't heal yourself, you're not going to be Yirat Shamayim. So what's the purpose coming out of Egypt? Therefore, he says, Yirat Shamayim is dangerous days. Yimei Adin Berachamim. Hashem watches us to see, no, are you going to do Shabbat Nafesh? You're going to do all the six sentences? What we said, you're going to do it. Let's see if you can do it. If not, why you come out of Egypt? He says, that's why Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Go to Lam Israel, when you come out of Egypt, you can get the Torah. He says, what do you think Moshe told us? Moshe told us those sentences. The Torah is a privilege. You know, some of you have no hands, some of you have no feet, some of you are blind, some of you are deaf, some of you are mute. He says, we get to our Sinai, everything will be completed. This was the necessity to have 7 weeks. That's why Hashem waited 7 weeks from the time we came out of Egypt and gave us the Torah. Hashem could have given us the Torah the next day. What do you wait for? What are you waiting for? I'm waiting for to complete the job. To finalize those six sentences, then Hashem is going to come. Everybody's going to be healed. Now you go to Eretz Israel. It's a Kohanim. You go to Kadosh, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go tell him he can be Kohen. Kohen cannot have any blemish. Kohen has to be complete. Like Adam HaRishon before the sin. And therefore Hashem healed everybody in order for you to be Kohen. I says, now Hashem is waiting to see how a person does it. And if a person will do it, the Zohar says a guarantee. בשבועות העתידים בפרק מגלותה, יש לך כמה שבועות בעזרת השם בבא במינם.